A dozen or so people sit on the clerk benches in front of the circuit courtroom in Benton's courthouse. People are sitting, sorted by their range in the four-part harmony. An audience sits out in the pews. It's almost entirely adults. You can tell who's a regular, the men in suits and the women donning hats. There is one person at the back of the courthouse, though, that catches the eye. Her name's Brianne.
I was dozing off, and then she started talking to me right in my ear, and I was like, it kind of scared me.
Brianne Rudolph is here with her grandmother and her grandmother's friends. She's 14, and it's obvious she's the youngest attendee. By how much?
First of all, I don't really know. Second of all, I don't know if I'm allowed to tell.
Rudolph has sung alto in her church for a long time, but she says the music at Big Singing isn't like anything she's seen before. She's been trying to learn from her grandmother, but is having trouble understanding the shape notes.
She taught me that the little diamond shape note is me, and the triangle note is fa. And that's pretty much all I've understood so far.
There are two other shapes on the shape note scale, a circle, which is so, and a square, la. This style of annotation was popular in New England a few centuries ago. There's little evidence of this kind of a cappella singing, though, since most traditions were passed down orally. One songbook that's managed to be preserved all these years is called Southern Harmony by William Walker. It made its way to Marshall County in the 1800s when James Lemon's family moved there from North Carolina in covered wagon. When Lemon became an adult, he started the Big Singing. Over the years, it became sort of a homecoming for Marshall County. It was more of a fair, ball games and helicopter rides and local chefs showing off their handiwork.
And they had coconut cakes and strawberries and everything, and there were any number of people who would come for dinner, even if they weren't singing.
That's Ralph Paris. He's lived between Marion and Fredonia his entire life and is a Big Singing regular.
In my childhood, my grandmother would sing certain songs while she was working in the kitchen, and I was kind of fascinated by the songs because they were different. And I read in the Courier Journal that they were having the Big Singing. Somewhere in the back of my mind, I thought, that's where I can learn some of these songs that she sings.
Learn he did. Paris has attended all but two of the Big Singing since then. Now he's the director at large for the Association for the Preservation of Southern Harmony Singing, which has just 21 members. He's seen it change from the community-wide fair-like event it was decades ago to the dwindling community attendance it has today.
They don't assign as much importance to it as I think they should. I really don't. I think they have a treasure here that they don't recognize. And they love to have the Big Singing. They really enjoy the idea of the Big Singing. But what we need is them in here singing.
Gene Gilliland is the president of the society. Recruiting singers has been his focus lately. He says the National Music Council called the Big Singing the longest-running indigenous tradition in the nation.
And it's for that reason that I'm trying to appeal to new people and a new generation to come and learn the music and be a part of this so that we can continue the music for generations to come.
Gilliland hopes seeing more young faces like Brianne Rudolph's there will forge a stronger connection between Benton's past and future.
It just simply ties us to our roots, and for that reason is special.
Rudolph found it special as well.
I think it's really, really pretty. I had high expectations for it, and it went above and beyond.
Maybe not for its historical value, but as a singer, she says she can think of anything she didn't enjoy about spending her Sunday in the courthouse with her grandmother, singing centuries-old songs out of a book full of hymns written in shapes. For WKMS News, I'm Rose Kristen Presson.